On R2C2, Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco guide listeners through everything going on in the MLB, NBA, and NFL. They also talk to friends, athletes, and celebrities about the world of sports and much more. Check out R2C2 with Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, I didn't expect to be doing this tonight. Full disclosure. A nice day planned. Afternoon Yankee game. Did some work on the golf course. I did not in any way imagine that we would be sitting here having a brief emergency conversation. But that's what we need to do after the Yankees lose yet again to the Toronto Blue Jays. And as we said yesterday, the Yankees are playing so much worse than the record would indicate. That to me is the biggest problem right now. Listen, it's 12 games in. So from a panic standpoint, 12 games into 162, that is not going to cause you to go jump. That is not going to cause you now to go and say the season is over. The season is not over after 12 games. But they are playing, folks, a terrible, and I mean a terrible brand of baseball. Here's what's alarming to me. The Rays and Toronto, I heard all winter long, they're not in the same class as the Yankees. The Yankees are so much better than these teams. The Yankees are going to run and hide and win the American League East. Well, right now, the Yankees have played Toronto 6 times, and they have played Tampa Bay 3 times. They're 3-6 against Tampa and Toronto. That's unacceptable. That leads me to believe, small sample size, this division is, dare I say, a lot more there for the taking. And don't even get me started with the Red Sox nonsense. I mean, the Red Sox, they win every day. Every day. They score 9 or 10 runs. They're wearing out opposing pitching staffs. Ottavino, I got to see Ottavino, who couldn't get an out for the Yankees all year. Astros series, guy didn't want to throw a strike. He looked like me trying to hit, you know, a 500-yard drive, just knowing point blank, I can't do it. I'm lucky to hit 150. And now all of a sudden, Adam Ottavino is lights out. He might be able to strike out Babe Ruth in his prime. That's what's alarming to me with the Yankees. Couple of things. The brand of baseball that they're playing and the fact that the American League East is a better division maybe than a lot of people thought going into the year. Especially if the Red Sox are going to have some sort of a renaissance with Alex Cora as the manager. And again, 12 games into the year. But I ask you this. What are you happy about 12 games into the year? From a Yankee standpoint. Gerrit Cole? Yeah. Very, very happy about Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole's stud. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's looked terrific. Looks a lot better when Higgy is catching him. But Cole, so far, so good. The rest of the Yankee rotation? Yuck. Woof. One of the big takeaways this offseason for me was the Yankees not bringing back Masahiro Tanaka, which to me was a monumental mistake. Tanaka, reliable, durable, big game pitcher, great Yankee. One of my favorite Yankees, quite frankly, over the last decade. They didn't bring him back. The Yankees instead prioritized bringing in Corey Kluber. So far, Corey Kluber looks awful. Now, I know traditionally he's been a slow starter throughout his career. Corey Kluber looking like a guy who's going to be a 1A alongside Gerrit Cole. I don't see it right now. I hope I see it at some point in time, but I don't see it. The rotation outside of Cole has not been good. Bullpen has been very good. Now, they let one slip through their fingertips, losing in walk-off fashion with Bichette going apo taco against Green. I can't kill a bullpen. It's the least of my worries. But if you're going to have starters going three or four innings to start, not named Gerrit Cole, that bullpen could be running to the ground real, real quick. Biggest issue I have from a Yankee standpoint, even more so than the starting pitching, the lineup and the inability to do the little things that you need to do in order to win ballgames. How many inexcusable base running gaffes have you seen? How much awful defense have you watched on a night in, night out basis? Find me the guy, they're making a misplay. Sloppy. It's been a very sloppy, sloppy start to the season. That's why I look up and I see 5-7. I think they've played worse than 5-7. I really do. I hope that there's some sense of urgency for Tampa. I would hope. Sooner or later, there's got to be some sense of urgency. I know it's 12 games into the year. You're playing this brand of baseball. Doesn't sit well. And it doesn't sit well thinking about the bigger picture. And the idea of this team being built to go and win a championship. Their shortcomings over the first 12 games kind of highlight some of the problems I think you're going to see when this team's playing those nitty-gritty type of games. This game annoyed me now. Listen, the entire season, I don't think I've had one legitimate feed up, relax, enjoyable type of win. Maybe the Cole 13 or 14 strikeout game against the Orioles. Even though the lineup that day was not particularly good, I think they had bases loaded, nobody out, and didn't score. Like, they've just not played good ball. I watch them night in and night out. I mean, anybody who's listened to me for years, you know that. We do that around here. We watch the games. Gotta watch the games. I'm concerned over the fact that this sloppiness is going to continue throughout the year. And if that's the case, then the American League East is up for grabs, and this team's not going to sniff a World Series, and I'm going to be looking at wholesale changes in the offseason. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. But the quality of baseball has got to be better. Now, I'll give this to Aaron Judge. At least he showed up today. He had a couple of bombs. Keep him on the field, please. I don't know if you got to put him in bubble wrap now if you're going back to New York. Like, maybe Aaron Boone and the Yankees are going to have to do that. Make sure Aaron Judge in complete bubble wrap coming back. And one note on the lineup, Aaron Boone's got to explain this to me. And I understand we live in this world of analytics and guys need days off and we have to take care of them over 162. How in the world is DJ LeMahieu and Giancarlo Stanton both out of the lineup coming off of a loss? How is that possible? You want to tell me you don't want to play Stanton? Fine. We know how much time he has missed. LeMahieu, get his ass in the lineup. It's game 12. It's not game 144 where LeMahieu's played 35 straight. That's the sort of nonsense that drives me to drink. I'm sorry. It just drives me to drink. Just pay LeMahieu all this money. Put him in a damn lineup. Holy moly. And Jay Bruce, folks, I was banging the drum, pounding the chest, that I thought he'd be a good fit with the Yankees. Oh, oh. I think I want that one back. Can I take the L on that yet? Can I acknowledge that it's not going to go down as one of my better takes? I'm taking the L on that. Bruce looks like an absolute stiff. And after Judge hits two home runs and Urshela gets a base hit, they did nothing for five innings in this game. And the stud reliever, Merriweather, for the Blue Jays wasn't even pitching. I mean, you name it a game. It's bad base running, strikeouts, leaving runners on base, bad starting pitching. Do I need to continue? I had to get this off my chest. It's kind of therapeutic in a way. But I've been aggravated. I want to have a nice stress-free day. I even gave out the Yankees this pick last night. I worked on some things on the go. I thought it was going to be like, this like come to Jesus, relax kind of day. No, doesn't work that way. So I'm letting some of that angst out. I can't wait to hear from the wonderful manager. What did the wonderful manager have to say to it? He said that the guys tried real hard and they battled and they gave great effort. Let me hear the manager today after the game. Well, I wonder if that was the tone. Let's hear this.
We got to play better, obviously, in every area.
Great. I would hope so.
Some mistakes we're making. Obviously, the pen has done a really nice job for us. When you're not banging, you got to do little things really well. And, you know, that's catch the ball, run the bases. We know eventually we are going to start banging. I have a ton of confidence in our guys and can't wait to see them turn the corner. But in the meantime, you know, especially when you're in these dogfights where you're not breaking games open, you got to play real clean.
It's good hearing Aaron finally acknowledge that the little things are not being done well by this baseball team. And I have to admit, I never played baseball to the level that Aaron Boone has throughout his, you know, baseball life as a player, manager, whatever. I've never heard the term banging before, but whatever works. I mean, they got to start doing something. Banging, scratching, calling, you name me the description. It's not good enough. All right. I wasn't expecting to be doing one of these. So when we come back, we'll take a couple voicemails and we'll see if there's a little sense of urgency from Aaron Judge. New York, New York, bonus edition right here on the Ringer Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
All right, before we take a couple of voicemails, let's hear Aaron Judge. I hope he is speaking to this team, finally playing with a little bit of a sense of urgency, because it's something I haven't seen in 2 weeks. Let's hear Judge.
You know, I think after any loss, it's frustrating. I don't think anybody in here is happy, you know, especially even after the first, it's, you know, game 12 or game, you know, 150. You know, if we take a loss, that's personal. And that, you know, something that we take a lot of pride in, you know, our craft and what we do, and, you know, showing up ready to play and, you know, showing up ready to win. And, just haven't been able to get it done lately. And, you know, it's just time to regroup and, you know, figure out what we need to work on, figure out what guys need to improve on and, you know, get back to it.
Aaron Judge, always a good quote. And there's a reason why a lot of people think he's going to be the next captain in the New York Yankees. I hope his play on the field can maybe jumpstart this team a little bit. And, you know, there are a lot of guys to go after. After the starts they've all had to their respective years. Judge, hopefully he's about to get on one of those major heaters. Major, major heater. And another note for the Yankee manager. Can you get Clint Frazier in the lineup? I want to see Brett Gardner too, but can we get Clint Frazier in the lineup, for goodness sakes? Jeez. Tough to take. Let's hear some voicemails.
Hey, JJ. Charlie from Woodside. Congratulations on the new show. My concern is, they, of course, the Yankees, they're playing like shit garbage. I mean, from every place. Offensively, not hitting, defense, stupid base running mistakes, just on and on and on and on. This team has been underperforming through this 12 games so far. He hit the double play, made the lead with 16 as of right now, leads the Major League Baseball. And my biggest concern is this offense give no margin for error for the bullpen, not scoring. And plus, starting pitching besides Cole, I mean, forget about not going five innings. Nine came last. Four innings. Starting next Tuesday when they play the Braves, they play 13 straight games. If the starters don't give consistent, like solid innings, I'm saying five, six innings, or occasionally seven innings like Cole gives you, this starting pitching is going to cook this bullpen up. Thank you, JJ.
That's my main man, Charlie in Woodside, one of my regulars back from the JJ After Dark days. And Charlie's not wrong. This rotation outside of Gerrit Cole is giving you absolutely no length. You will be in a position where the bullpen is totally cooked by August and September. Yankee bullpen is good. Loizaga, even though he gave up a run, is throwing the ball very well. I like Darren O'Day. I like Justin Wilson. Green, very reliable. And then you got Chapman, and at some point, Zach Britton coming back. Yankee bullpen is fine. But if you're going four or five innings a game in the bullpen, no bueno. Who's next?
JJ, this is Brian from Philly. Blue Jays got a righty on the mound today. Look at the Yankees lineup. I'm expecting to see Hicks 3. What's this? He's not batting third. You move him up in the order. Like they're throwing this in our face. Aaron Judge today, two home runs. Guess who wasn't on base for him? Solo shots. Yankees lose. I'm tired of this. It's like Alfred Payton. I like Aaron Hicks. I like Alfred Payton. Just too much of him. Move him down in the order. God damn it.
I feel you paying with Hicks. Hicks off to a dreadful start this year. He gives you an 0-4 on Wednesday. They moved him to the leadoff spot because you didn't have LeMahieu there. Why is DJ LeMahieu not playing? No idea. Last but not least, who do we got?
JJ, it's Justin from Floral Park. I'm telling you, I'm seeing the same nightmare with this Yankee team. No pitching besides Cole. You cannot have your starters go four innings or less. There's something's got to give. Cashman, wake up, man. You got no starting pitching. Okay, none whatsoever. You took a flyer on Kluber. He has not worked out. Taillon doesn't look good at all. Okay, let's go here, man. This is the New York Yankees, not the Kansas City Royals. Build some pitching, man. It's ridiculous. Okay, where's Devi Garcia? Okay, these guys jerk these guys around. And what's also going on with Frazier? How is this guy a platoon now? And I'm sick of Chad Green. This guy gives up home runs like it's his job. Very disgruntled. I know it's early, but man, you're 5-7, and now you got a 3-game series with the Rays. I'm telling you, JJ, not looking good in Yankee land. Later, bro.
All right, couple of things to get to. I think you're spot on when it comes to Clint Frazier. The idea that he's not getting more burn and that he's in one of these platoon situations, to me, is absolutely outrageous. And again, if there's somebody in the Yankee outfield who's going to lose a little bit of playing time for Brett Gardner, it should be Aaron Hicks, not Clint Frazier. Aaron Hicks should have been just as bad, if not worse. Number two, you can't get on Green. Green and the Yankee bullpen are like the least of your worries. Now, when it comes to Kluber and Taillon, I was a big supporter of the Taillon move when they made it in the offseason. It's a couple of starts. I think he's made two starts as a Yankee. Kluber has made three starts as a Yankee. One was solid. The other two, not so good. Jury's out on those guys. If I were making the decisions, if I were calling the shots, would I have signed Masahiro Tanaka back over Corey Kluber? Absolutely. But the Yankees are make or break with those guys, and you will see Garcia at some point. You will see Herman back at some point. And My bigger concern for the Yankees, though, is not even the starters outside of Cole, who haven't been good. Can this lineup start scoring some runs? And can this team find a way to do the little things, playing defense, running the bases, playing smart, fundamental baseball? It's going to help you go and win games. All right, this is good. I needed to kind of decompress a little bit. I had to get this off my chest. And the good news is we're back tomorrow with a jam-packed, full-fledged New York, all the Yankee Met reaction. We'll have Charles Davis from CBS Sports and the NFL Network as we're 2 weeks out from the NFL draft. And by the way, I think they ruled everybody and their mother out for that net Sixer game. I mean, the NBA's got a problem. I'm sorry. The NBA has a problem. The load management stuff is now to a point where my interest in the remainder of the regular season is just not what it should be. It's not what it should be. I go back to when I was a kid, and I hate to be the old man yelling at a cloud. Sometimes I'm going to turn into that guy. It's inevitable. Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing and Scottie Pippen were playing games in game 81, game 82. Every game. Now, we got a month left in the regular season. Feels like preseason, for goodness sakes. Maybe not for the Knicks. They need these games. The Nets situation, though. And it's not just them. It's the league in general. Drives me insane. Drives me absolutely insane. All right, we're back tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoyed this emergency pod edition of New York, New York. JJ out. Be good, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side-by-side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.